In this video, I'm going to give you some tips on getting quick and easy traffic via Facebook. Now, lots of people think that the only way you can get traffic from Facebook is to pay for it via Facebook advertising, but that's not necessarily the case. While it's true that Facebook won't get you as much free traffic today as it would have done a few years ago, there are some key ways that you can still use Facebook to get traffic for free. And the first way is to, first of all, make your Facebook page appealing. You want to make your images big. You know, Facebook is a visible medium, so you want to have something interesting for visitors to look at. So we're talking about things like photos, memes, infographics, that sort of thing. And secondly, you want to keep your updates short. So you want to use teasers to get people to visit your website or blog through curiosity. And you also want to make it easy for people to share your content on Facebook. So you want to have a like this on Facebook plugin on your website or blog. And you want to ask people to share your content. If they've found it useful, informative, or entertaining, chances are other people will too, so they'll be more likely to share it. If you have a WordPress blog, then one way to get more likes on Facebook is to install the Shareaholic plugin, which you can do from within the WordPress dashboard, or you can come here to wordpress.org/plugins/Shareaholic. And what this does is it puts the social media sharing buttons for Facebook as well as for Twitter and some other social media sites onto your site automatically. And people can then just simply click on the button to like your site. You should also update your page regularly, because the more active you are, the more regularly people will visit your page. And the more they visit your Facebook page, the more inclined they will be to visit your website or your blog. So a good way to engage with your audience is to ask questions. You know, questions regularly invoke a response, don't they? Getting interaction from your fans will raise your profile and get more likes. And what you should do is tie the questions in to your blog content. You also want to add links to your website, and you want to add these links from different places on Facebook. So you want to add some links to your webpage from your About page on Facebook, from the milestones, and from photos that you post on Facebook. And you want to link different parts of your site or blog to these different places in Facebook, so they're not the same link being replicated over and over again. Because every link to your site from Facebook is going to boost your SEO or search engine optimization. So it's going to make your site more attractive to search engines like Google. Another good way to get traffic is to embed a video. You can make a short video and post it up on Vimeo, Vine, or YouTube, and then embed it into your Facebook page. So you could tie into an article on your blog with your video, and then have a call to action for people to visit your site at the end. So people watch the video, which is about the article that's on your blog, and then they can simply go to your blog to read more about it. You could also trawl Facebook looking for people who need your help. Now, sometimes people will mention that they're looking for this or that. So do a keyword search from time to time and then refer them to your site for a solution. And a good way to find these people is to look in Facebook groups related to your niche. Now, this can be quite time consuming, but of course it is going to tie in directly to your site. So it is going to get some direct traffic from people that you'll know have a genuine want or need for your product or service. So there we go. Some quick and easy ways to get Facebook traffic.